I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's EV News Briefly for Monday, 23rd of September. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the full podcast. Patreon supporters get these shows ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Lucid Motors is opening up an office in Michigan, about 24 kilometers from Detroit, aimed at recruiting engineers from the local talent pool. They talked about how companies like Ford and GM have been taking workers from the likes of Rivian and Lucid and Tesla, and now Lucid say we want to bring them the other way and bring automotive engineers over to a new startup like us, and with urgency as well. Google has introduced a new major update to Android Auto on their mapping system, adding the North American charging connector, or J3400. I think they call it NACS in the menu. I've not got an Android phone to test this on. It's in the new beta version of Android Auto, and now you can add NACS alongside what you could always do before, which is CCS and CHAdeMO and stuff, to navigate to the superchargers now that they're opening up and the other third-party charging manufacturers are adding the J3400 connector on the end of their chargers. Rivian's CEO, RJ Scaringe, has acknowledged that the EV sector has until now faced affordability issues under £50,000, highlighting the Model 3 from Tesla as being really attractive and its competitors often having at least one compromise, either less range, less charging speed, or a feature set that isn't the same as the Model 3, and of course predicting that their new lower priced models, the R2 and the R3, much less than the $71,000 it takes to get into a Rivian, will help them appeal to the market, where cars like the Volvo EX30 have been doing very well. Got some sales data here from August, and the Volvo EX30 was second in Europe, only behind the Model Y. There's a vehicle that starts at 35 grand, and of course they want to bring it to the US, but they can't make it in China anymore, so they'll move that production to Ghent in Belgium, and even then should be able to bring it to the US for not much more than the 35 grand, which it was meant to cost as a Chinese-made EV. But the EX30, whilst it faced some bugs at the beginning with its software, is selling very well. I'm seeing loads of them on the roads more and more over here. Cybertruck sales are surging. This isn't official data, but S&P Global Mobility saying that in July, so this is going back a couple of months, in July, Cybertruck was the third best-selling EV in the United States. The US Commerce Department last week proposed a ban on Chinese and Russian vehicle technology in connected vehicles, and obviously singling out EVs because they often are connected vehicles.
vehicles and the kind of information, data that can be captured and sent back to China, cybersecurity issues, and possibly banning any of that technology. The Smart Hashtag 5 is a five-seat all-electric SUV up against the Model Y on Geely's SEA platform, 800-volt architecture, or the goody toys and big battery, fast, you know, 4.9 seconds, 0 to 60 on the Brabus edition, up against the Model Y, 100 kilowatt-hour battery, launching in China, but we'll see that car, I'm pretty sure, very soon. Onvo, that's a NIO brand, launching the L60 last week officially. I've told you about this vehicle already. It's got battery swapping for maybe $100 equivalent. It's a NIO brand. You can swap your battery, either the small one or the big one. It saves on the purchase price of the vehicle. You do battery rental. I wonder if we'll see that car outside of China. MG have been seen testing the Model R, the Mark Marvel R in Australia. It's quite a big vehicle, actually. I wish that the Marvel R had been over here. It's sold by MG Europe, and there's a new version coming as well. I think they'll release that after the new version of the MG ZS EV, which I think is called the S5, but TBC on that. And the weirdest story of the week, Elon Musk is in a fight with a Chechenian leader who he said Elon Musk sent him a Cybertruck and put a picture of it with a machine gun on the back of it online, now says Elon Musk has disabled and bricked the vehicle after everyone noticed. That's briefly.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.